With us right now, Stephanie Marquis from the Department of Administration. There's a program that your department is administering where you're giving out grants to several companies to reduce the use of fuel for trucks that have to park overnight. It's a diesel idle reduction grant. How does that work?
Well, essentially what we do is through our state energy office is that we provide these grants to help trucking companies in particular, but anyone in the trucking industry, really help reduce that idling. What that does is that not only helps the company save on fuel costs, it actually also helps lower our air pollution emissions. So really what it ends up doing in a key industry in our state, the transportation industry, we end up helping impact their business, help their bottom line, and we help improve our environment by reducing those emissions.
You're looking at about $1 million in these various grants going to several companies, large and small. I'm guessing about 30, 35 companies on your list here. Where does all that money come from?
Well, that money actually comes from a great program that the governor created in his budget. And what that does is it provides grants to those freight motor carriers, those are headquartered in Wisconsin, to really have them install these units on their new truck tractors. And just this year alone, we're expecting to save about 1 million gallons of diesel fuel. So it's a very important program in the terms that it not only tackles air pollution issues, but it also helps our companies across the state really impact their bottom line in a very positive way. So that $1 million is going to about 228 different companies across Wisconsin, everywhere from up north to this, you know, southeastern portion of our state.
And with 1 million gallons in fuel, that's going to be right around $4 million invested there. So that's a big chunk of money.
It's a great partnership. It really helps us support our businesses, support our communities, help give them a way to impact their bottom line that is good for our environment. It helps that key industry in our state, really helps it grow, and helps them save on the money and fuel. Really what those units do is they help provide a different source for the truck to power and heat, cool their cab and parts of the truck instead of having that idling taking place. And that's what helps save on those fuel costs. It helps lower our air pollution emissions. And ultimately, it helps impact the bottom line for our companies across Wisconsin.
Do you see this program continuing?
I think this is something that really we'll have a focus on going forward. Our state energy office has a number of initiatives that we use to try to help businesses and help our communities across the state. And this is something that the governor helped create in his budget. And I think when you look at the bottom line, it's really a win-win. Transportation is such a large industry in our state. It helps them save money and save that money on their fuel. It helps improve our air quality. And it's just a great partnership that this year alone will help us save 1 million gallons and diesel fuel just this year.
As far as where the source of the money is, that coming out of the tax levy, or is that coming from fuel taxes? Any idea?
We put some in and the feds help match it. That's generally how their program works.
Anything you want to add on this today?
What these grants really do is they help these companies put idling reduction units on their trucks. And what that does is that gives those trucks an alternative source of power for them to heat or cool or provide electricity to the cab for the truck driver. So these units help. We help pay for 50% of those so that the company is putting in some funds, we put in some funds, and really create a win-win situation.